ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नैनो राज्ञ प्रजा भरतुर धर्म युद्धे वधो द्विषाम इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनम् वचः। नैनो राज्ञः प्रजापरतुर् धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम् इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः। नैनो राज्ञः प्रजापरतुर् धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम् इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः। नैनो राज्ञः प्रजापरतुर् धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम् इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः। No.
No.
Never.
Never.
Inaha.
Inaha.
Sins.
Ragya.
Ragya. Of the king.
Praja
Bharatuhu.
Praja Bharatuhu.
Of one who is engaged in the maintenance of the citizens.
Of one who is engaged in the maintenance of the citizens.
Dharma.
Dharma.
For the right cause.
For the right cause.
Yudhe.
Yudhe.
In the fight.
In the fight.
Vadaha.
Vadaha.
Killing.
Killing.
Divisham of the enemies. Iti. All these. May. For me.
No.
Never.
To.
But. Bodhaya.
For satisfaction.
Kalpate.
They are meant for administration.
Shasanam.
Injunction.
Vachaha,
words of.
Translation: there is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in maintaining his citizens, but this injunction is not applicable to me.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sarasate Devam Guravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatideshatarne.
The first part of this verse, the first half of this verse, Naino Ragyakh Prajaparatur Dharma Yudhe Vadhod Visham Iti. This is a statement or an injunction of Shastra. That the killing or the vadha, dvisham, of the enemies, dharma yudhe, in a religious fight, ragyav praja bharatur, of a king who is maintaining his citizens. He has to maintain his citizens, so if there's some danger, then he has to eliminate the enemy.
What is religious fight? Religious fight means you have got right to kill your aggression. If somebody takes your property, If somebody sets fire in your house, if somebody kidnaps your wife, or somebody is trying to kill you, they are called aggressor. So, aggressor should be killed immediately. It is not that somebody has become an aggressor, and I say, now I have become a Vaishnava. I will not be violent, I shall tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to be tolerant like the tree or the grass. So I shall become tolerant. Let him do. Just like Gandhi used to say. Somebody questioned him that if somebody comes and violates the chastity of your daughter in your presence, what he will do? He said, I shall remain non-violent. And that is not shastric enjoyment. This is foolishness. If somebody is aggressor, he must be killed immediately. Dharma Yuddha. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking that although there was fight, the fight was between our own men, my brother, my nephews, my grandfather. So they are family members. I have killed them for my kingdom. He's thinking in that way. He's a pious man. Violence is required. We don't say non-violence. Just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us the instruction, Tinadhipi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna. One should be tolerant, forbearing, like the trees, like the grass. Amani namanadina. One should give respect to others. In this way one should chant Hare Krishna mantra, because in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, there will be so many aggressors. The nature is so cruel. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, his only fault was that he was chanting Hare Krishna and the father was aggressor, giving him trouble so many ways. So he must be prepared. Therefore, as there is danger, that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, that be tolerant. But not that where violence is required, we should be tolerant. No. Just like while Nityananda Prabhu was injured by Jagai Madai, he wanted to immediately kill him. Similarly, non-violence does not mean that in right causes also he will remain non-violent. No. You do not attack anybody unnecessarily. You do not kill unnecessary animal, even, not even an ant. You should be non-violent by your nature. But when there is aggression, and there are enemies, the Shastra says, dharma yuddha, that is dharma yuddha. Prajabhattu dharma yuddhe vadhu disham, disham, envious. So, that must be killed. But Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking in terms of fight between the family, their friends, their nephews, their grandfather. So he was thinking himself as culprit. But In Dharmajuddha, the Pandavas, they tried to settle the issue. Actually, the kingdom belonged to Maharaj Yudhishthir. It was inheritance from his father, Pandu. But somehow or other, they were cheated by the Kurus. They were sent to the forest. In the meantime, they grabbed everything. And when they came back, she asked, give us our ruling power. So they would not give. No. Without fight, we shall not give. So the Pandavas, even Krishna, tried their best to settle up this issue, but there was no settlement. At that time, war was declared. That is Dharmajuddha. They tried to settle up the fight, but it was not possible. When it is not possible, then the last resort is to take to fighting. That is Dharmajuddha. The battle failed. It is therefore called Dharma Khetra. Dharma Khetre Kuru Khetre. That fight was right. And especially when Krishna was present, it is already Dharma Khetra. Wherever, just like this is temple, similar houses are there, many. Why it is temple? Because Krishna is there. Therefore it is called Dharma Khetra, temple. What is the difference between temple? In other houses there may be big hall like this, there may be many men eating, sleeping. That is not temple. Where actually God is there, that is called temple. Similarly, although Battle of Kurukshetra was a fighting place, because Krishna was there, therefore it is Dharma Khetra. Whenever Krishna is there, that is Dharma Khetra. Tatra tishthami Narada, jatra gayanti madbhaktya. So, those who are bhaktas, they can make every place a pilgrimage, because they can sing the glories of the Lord and they can bring the Lord in that place. So it doesn't matter whether it is here or there, in America or India, wherever Krishna is there, that is Dharma Khetra. Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samavita, Yudhisthira. So, that fight was quite sanctioned by this Shastra. It is not the Pandavas did wrong, no. They did right thing. But Yudhisthira Maharaj, being too cautious, too religious, he is thinking that I did not carry out the injunction of this Shastra, that fighting is meant for the enemies, not for the friends. So I have fought with my friends, with my relatives, with my brother, therefore I am most abominable. That is the nature of the Vaishnava. They always think of themselves as very humble, meek. That is it. Personally, one should remain very humble and meek, but that does not mean that when there is parikhatriya, to kill the enemies, that is dharmajuddha, that is religious. Therefore, there was section, the Kshatriya section, the Brahman section, the Vaishya section, that everyone is engaged in his own occupational duty. So other section, Brahman, Vaishya, Shudras, if they are in difficulty, they should lodge complaint to the king. Just like in these days also, suppose one is wrongdoer, he has done wrong to me, I cannot take directly to punish him. No, that you cannot do. You have to lodge the complaint to the government agent. And if required, government can kill him, sanction him. Kill this man. He's a murderer. So the sanction should come from there. Similarly, this division is very scientific. Killing business is for the Kshatriya, not for the Brahmanas. Kshatriya, he can kill. There is no sin for him. The Brahmanas are not going to kill. So this system, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, very scientific system, Chaturvarnamaya system, guna karma vibhagasa. But now everything is lost. But to make people happy, the Vedic culture is the most perfect. The Kshatriyas are meant for fighting, Kshatriyas are meant for ruling, punishing. These are meant for the Kshatriyas. They are exacting taxes. That is their means of livelihood. The government can levy tax for expenditure. You cannot levy tax. There are living means of everyone. For Brahmana, the living means patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigraha. Brahman is meant for teaching others and become himself a learned scholar. That is Brahman vritti. Patan, patan, jajan, jajan. He should be a great worshipper of Vishnu and he should teach others also. Just like we are not only worshipping Krishna in our temple, but we are making propaganda. This is Brahmana's business. But if the government calls all our students to the draft board, come on, fight. And that is nonsense. Of course, they have got clauses not to disturb the ministerial class. That exception is there. Many of our students was excused from being called by the draft board on the ground that they have adopted the religious ministerial order. That rule is prevalent everywhere at all time. At the present moment, the society is chaos because there is no proper training for the particular class of men. A Brahmana should be trained up, a Kshatriya should be trained up, a Vaishya should be trained up, a Shudra should be trained up. Chaturvarnam Maya system, guna karma vibhagas, according to quality. Why Vedic culture has failed in India? It is simply remaining in name. Because everyone claimed to become Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya by birth only. No qualification. The Brahman has no qualification of a Brahmana. And because he is born of a Brahmin father, a Brahmin family, he is claiming I am Brahman. This is not Shastra sanction. Just see, here is a Kshatriya, ideal Kshatriya, Maharaj Yudhishthira. How he is lamenting. He has done right thing, still he is conscious that he has killed his family member. Bandhu, relative. Then, go on. Yes? Or, what is the time? Chant Hare Krishna. Chant more. Hare Krishna.